Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome to the Came Show. This is PLR. Football. Eagles and Falcons tonight. We're going to get into that. Le'Veon Bell. Nope. Not there. Nope. Todd Frazier tricks some umpires. Funny as heck. We'll get into all that. Much more. Football Pick Friday tomorrow. Like I said, welcome to the Cave Show. We are brought to you by the one, the only McGurl's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take care of you to the tune of 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. You can also become a club member. Get yourself a locker, that backs up to the humidor. Never, ever worry about your sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Here's the best part. They do have the NFL pass, so you will never, ever miss a football game. Sticks, they now serve beer and wine. Smoke your sticks, watch your games, enjoy. It's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chandler Heights. And like I said, 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. It's football time, y'all. Like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. All calls made are made via the Carrie Lackey hotline. Gave you some topics to get into. If you have anything else, let's do it. We're doing football picks on Friday, so we're just going to pick the game tonight. Let's get it rolling, y'all. I do have a caller online. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hey, Paul, it's Lou. Happy football.
Why? It's a national holiday today.
It is, though it's unwritten, but it is.
I am excited.
Yeah.
Talk to me. All
right. What do you have for tonight's game?
You know what? I've been sitting on the fence like this for crazy. I just think it's going to be the Falcons. Not because I think they're a better team, but when you come off the Super Bowl, there's so much. Noise.
Uh-huh.
They get their rings. They have star after star there. There's this, there's that. So I just think it's hard to fight off all those distractions for the first time. And I just think Atlanta's going to come out and be ready to go tonight.
Well, we have a term for that, and we call it the hangover effect.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad to see I'm not alone on this issue. Because everybody's like, oh, what are you talking about? Come on, they're all pumped up. They're getting their rings in front of the home crowd. They're going to unveil the banner. Oh, how could you not? Oh, you want to bet on that? They can be so overcome by all that's going on in the pregame that they forget they have a game to play themselves and see what they can do to repeat their performance from last year. They could be so hungover from being all high and mighty, they're like, oops, we forgot. We still got a title to defend.
Well, sometimes it takes that hit in the face. You know what I mean? That smack in the jaw. And I think if this is New England, I go with New England just because they've done it so much and for so long. It's hard. This is your first time. You've now flipped. You were the hunter. You're now the hunted. And not only, I think it's funny. I think that it's great that you start your first game. Whenever you're the champion in the NFL, your first game is always at home so you can get your ring. So you can get your adulations, you can get all that good stuff. But you know what? For concentration purposes, I think you'd be better off starting on the road. And then the second game, you come home and get your rings and all that stuff. Because then your coach is going to have you completely focused. And I know these are grown men. I know you don't have to tell them anything. But I think it's going to be a difference, man. I think Atlanta's going to get it out of the box. And then I think after that, the Eagles, they're like, oh, crap, you know what? This is what it's going to be like every week. and then they settle down, and then they get back to playing Eagles football. But a lot going on tonight.
Yeah, they'll take it to the limit. Oops, wrong Eagles. Oops. Oh, that was bad. That was bad. For those, some of you might get the joke, some of you don't.
Oof. Hey, well, if they say it on the road, they could probably say it at Hotel California.
Ah, he did get the joke. Okay, I can run this all
there
day. Yeah, I'm more a fan of those Eagles than the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll put it that way. Okay.
I hear
just
you.
Just to make that abundantly clear. I'm gonna turn the attention though to college football for a minute. I want your thoughts on Saturday's matchup between ASU and MSU. Yeah, excuse me.
Oh, you went right to the heart on that one, didn't you?
Well, I know. I've been saving that just for today.
Not only am I have some insight, I'm going to be working that game. So, so I will be in the house when that happens. Let me speak as a fan first, and then objectively,
sure,
if I can somehow. As a fan, I hate it when a team ranked as high as Michigan State comes into town after almost losing, because now D'Antoni will not have to worry about getting their attention this whole week. You know, before the season starts, you tell players, don't believe all the hype, don't believe what you're hearing.
Oh, of course
you have
not
to go out there. Teams are gonna be ready for you. And you know they're young kids, so they're going to believe they're as good as they say they are. And this is what happens. I don't want to play that team. I don't want to play the team that almost lost, that now comes to town.
Right.
They're on the road. They're all together. It's us against them. We have to go down there and play. I don't want to play that team. So as a fan, that hurts. Objectively,
yeah,
Michigan State is a better team. As a better team, they have a better defense right now. Our defense, let me say the ASU's defense. ASU's defense is not as good as of yet. They have a lot of unproven players. ASU's offense, I don't think will be a worry, but I'm worried about the situation in terms of score that they may be put in.
Yeah,
ASU has one of the top five receivers in the country, in N'Keal Harry, who I think can play against anyone and will definitely be playing on Sundays next year. It's going to be a tough game. The one thing that I will say will work in our favor, I really hope, it is scheduled to be 106 degrees on Saturday. ASU has practiced
in the heat. Shade.
Yeah, Michigan State doesn't. So for the first time in my life, I'm hoping that 106 last a long time into the night.
Oh yeah,
and then the temperature drops late. that's my hope. But if I was picking a game and picking a score, I would say Michigan State 38, ASU 21.
I was thinking Michigan would still have problems going into the desert. I mean, you know, how do they handle the desert heat? So I was actually going to go with ASU.
Yeah. Lou and I appreciate, the heart appreciates that, but reality-wise, this is a different beast. I mean, even around the city, on campus and some of the media stuff, you know, things are saying like, hey, make sure we're putting on our big boy pants this week. Big game.
Yeah.
Everyone knows this is a big game. ASU has to clean up a lot of stuff. Last week, going into halftime, they had penalties of, 11 penalties for the game,
right,
9 penalties in the first half. So those are things that you can get away with playing Texas San Antonio and still put up 40-some points. You're not going to have 11 penalties against Michigan State and put up 40-some points.
No. Yeah, exactly.
So, but we'll see. Once upon a time, a few years ago, more than a few years ago, this team called Nebraska rolled into town, heavily favored, and this team called the Sun Devils, with Jake Plummer as quarterback, walked out with a 16-0 win. So there's a lot of things that can happen.
Speaking of Nebraska, I don't know if you heard this, but they're trying to find a way to make up the game that was rained out last Saturday. They want to try and schedule a 12th game in.
Well, there's a bye week, so it's just a matter of how they can make that
October
work. Is that fair? Yeah, is it fair for them not to have a bye? Hell if I know. I mean, when did colleges start doing bye weeks anyway? I mean, it's unfair for me to say
since they expanded 12 games.
Yeah, it's unfair for me to say because it's not my body out there getting pounded. But if they can get it in, I say get it in. The one thing that they're going to have no matter what is that was not a conference game that they missed, if I'm not mistaken. So it would have no bearing. It have no bearing on them making the playoffs or winning their conference or anything.
It might does because, you know, it might affect them, you know, maybe like in the final standings.
Yeah, but really, a win over Akron to start the season, it's the only thing I can think of it impacting them on big time is if they don't have the amount of wins necessary to qualify for a bowl game. And if not playing Akron, we've seen teams with 5 victories get a hardship at 5-6 and get in the bowl game. We see it every year because they have more bowls than they have winning teams. So if that's the case, I'm sure they'll get in a bowl game. But in terms of the national title, look, if Nebraska wins the Big Ten Conference with that name and a power conference, they're going to get in the playoffs anyway. So that Akron game isn't going to really matter.
Yeah, it's all because they were trying to get in something, but they said that Akron wouldn't house the athletes, and there was trouble with the hotel. And what, you lost your reservation at the front desk or something? Jeez, what a dope.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, no,
so,
it was on the bus ride.
I think that's
just
what
when you thought you heard them all, right?
Exactly.
Oops, I lost a reservation. Oh, damn it. Now what do we do?
Yeah, it's a good thing nothing is
electronic. I think it's
electronic.
A shame on Akron that they couldn't house the athletes for that one night. I mean, I think it's stupid on their part.
Yeah, you know what? As long as they get their check, and if I'm not mistaken, they're going to get paid no matter what. So as long as they get their check, that's really all Akron cares about. That means they're going to get this check without the butt whipping that gets associated with it.
Yeah, that's probably true too. They probably would have got whooped.
Yeah, so if anything, Akron should almost be happy.
Yeah, to avoid a mercy killing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess I would take that over a mercy killing any day. Thanks for sparing us.
Exactly. Yeah.
And one more thing. I don't know if you heard about Trevor Story's masterful performance last night. 3 home runs.
Yeah, what did he hit? Like 8 miles worth of home runs? I know one sailed over 500 feet.
I think it was
10. Yeah, he's really I remember watching him opening day, I want to say it was 2-3 years ago against D-backs.
Yes.
And he went yard a couple different times. And I was like, oh, this kid is – never really heard of him. But you know what? I'm gonna watch watch how his future goes, and you look up now, and he's one of the best, you know, shortstops in the game. The kid is
true.
He can hit, he can field, and Colorado is winning, and they're not just winning at home. Colorado's winning.
Yeah.
So,
but you gotta ask yourself then, you know, with all that distance tallying over, is it gonna bring up the issue of steroids again? Like, oh, they're hitting out the balls way out there and whatnot. Is this going to be like what we heard before, or is this just something because he's just that good?
I hope not. You know, I get so tired of hearing about steroids, just like I'm tired of hearing that this player doesn't belong in a Hall of Fame and this player doesn't belong in a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm so fed up with that bullcrap. Because of the time they played it, because of that time, we have no idea who was on and who was off. We could speculate with the best of them. We could say, how does Brady Anderson go from 20 homers to 50 homers and then miraculously go back to 20? How does Luis Gonzalez go all the way to 50 homers? How does this person do this? You know, but we really don't know what pitchers were on. And whenever we go back, and then whenever we go back, and I always bring this up, and a real good friend of mine, Ed Smith, is really big against people using steroids, but I always use the same argument. Mickey Mantle took greens after all-night drinking sessions. If he
all
had
right,
taken greens, amphetamines, to pep himself back up,
How do we know how good he really was on certain days? What if he
didn't hit
so much? Yeah, so if you can take greenies and people say, oh, well, it's not the same as before. The hell it isn't. You take nothing, it doesn't work. So,
no.
Oh, it was just a cup of coffee. No, it wasn't. It was a tweet. They had greenies like candy in bowls in locker room because those benders you couldn't recover from. So they had to give you something so you could perk up and play. It's like, I don't know if you remember this, back in the day when NFL players had commercials all over the place for creatine, and they said,
sure,
it's not a banned substance. No, it's not. But if creatine can help you recover and make you faster and stronger, they wouldn't have took it. Anything you take when you're an athlete, you're looking to get the best edge you can get. There
yes, that's
time,
right.
I don't know if you remember this. They thought about banning, like Viagra because of the oxygen it sends through your body, and there were players there. They took it before games, especially in Denver, because the air is thinner and it keeps your blood going, flowing faster, and it makes you fresher.
Sure, I've heard that.
They wouldn't take it if it didn't work, so I don't understand that. So if they start this ridiculous talk again, then whatever. But baseball players are supposed to just be fat, out of shape, and whatever. If that's what you want, fine. But Trevor Story isn't. Giancarlo Stanton isn't.
Right.
Aaron Judge isn't. They're
right.
muscular guys that could have played other sports as well. Let's leave it alone with the steroids. And you're right. Just the talking is going to. It started with Davis, the kid from Baltimore a few years ago, when he was hitting all the home runs. And you know what? If I'm not mistaken, he did fail a test. Robinson Cano failed a drug test. And you wouldn't think Robinson Cano was on any form of steroid.
Right.
So,
all that wacky tobacco.
We don't know. That's the whole thing. No one knows. Put these guys in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, put these guys in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Let Trevor Story have his little hell. He's borderline MVP this year.
I think he'll get it.
So, we shall see. Hey, real quick, because I know you're about to jump. Todd Frazier fooled everyone last night. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
But he was catching a ground ball, and he went into the stands, and there was a rubber ball as well sitting, like, behind the dugout. So as he goes into the stands, he catches the ball, it looks like, but as he rolls over, the rubber ball that was sitting there rolls right next to him.
Oh.
If you look at the clip, the baseball – looked like it, you couldn't see it, but it looked like the baseball was behind him, the one that he tried to catch, and the rubber ball that fell into his glove. He gets up, has the ball in the glove, ump calls him out. He takes the ball, throws it back in the stands, like most players do when they fall in the stands. They throw the ball back in the stands, but he didn't throw the baseball back in the stands. He threw the rubber ball that was sitting there back in the stands. So. He fooled the ump. He fooled everyone. They got an out. Got out of the inning. Todd Frazier.
It wasn't a bowling ball.
Exactly. But if you get a chance, watch that clip. It's one of the funniest things that you'll see.
If I have time, I'll look it up. Because I'm getting ready to do some other shows, and we're restarting our show again Saturday night. So to get ready for that, and I got new shows coming up on Wednesday.
Oh, good deal. Give the info before you jump off.
All right. Well, it's still the Enhanced Sports Show. It's still in the zone, but it's a new service provider. We have a new phone number to call, 712-775-3075. I'll give you the PIN number tomorrow. And other ones will be from another service that I have. Well, that I'm involved with. I shouldn't say have. I don't own it. It's going to be a New York Sports Access show. It's going to start Wednesday night. It's going to be me, my boss, my co-partner, and another one from the New York area. So we're going to be involved with that. And I return with the hockey show known as Shut the Puck Up. they're Eastern time, so it's Wednesday at 7 and Wednesday at 9:30, and they're East Coast times.
Sounds good.
So I'll give you all the information on everything else tomorrow.
Thank you, my friend.
You got it, Paul.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Always good to catch up with Lou, friend of the program. Yeah, Todd Frazier pulled one over on everyone. Everyone. So Le'Veon Bell is not in camp. Can't come to an agreement. Still, I'm working it out. Now it looks like his offensive line is starting to turn on him a little bit. Okay, so this is going to sound very rude the way I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I really don't care. So there are certain players that are saying things like, well, he's making more money than us, yeah, or offensive lineman, so why isn't he taking his money? And it's now affecting us. He needs to get in here, yada, yada, yada. First rule, you don't talk about another man's money, another man's contract. Just don't do it. You just don't do that. And they should know better than that. Also, offensive linemen, you don't make the same money as running backs, quarterbacks, wide receivers. Not saying it's fair, it's just the truth. In essence, you're their bodyguard. That would be like Ariana Grande's bodyguard saying she makes so much money, we should make more. Well, if you're hired by her, maybe so. If you're hired by a security firm, then that's up to your security firm. Look, you have so many good years as a running back in football. And when you get to 30, they treat you like you're the pariah. So Le'Veon Bell is trying to preserve his body and not take unnecessary hits. That means he walks in week 10. That means he walks in week 10. Pittsburgh had a chance to do the right thing and pay this man, and they didn't. So they could also remove the franchise tag from him. You don't see him rushing to do that. Both need each other. Le'Veon Bell needs to play. It's hard to pass at $14 million. $855,000 a week. And at the same time, we don't know how good James Conner is back then, but we know how good Le'Veon Bell is. And if Pittsburgh is the team I thought could possibly get to the Super Bowl, that's not happening without Le'Veon Bell. So we shall see how this drama unfolds. It'll look good for either side. Either way, football is back tonight. Pick'em Fridays tomorrow. Make sure you join us for that. The Sports Cave. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page, Cave Dwellers with a K. SportsCave.com, Cave Dwellers with a K. You can get me directly at the Law on Sports. Until tomorrow, everyone, have a great, great night. Enjoy the game tonight. This has been the K Show. This is PLR. Everyone have a very good Thursday. Balls.